Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk. Team WWL includes the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Bobby, we heard in the Sports Flash and we heard from Dennis Allen today that quarterback Jameis Winston sprained his foot and doesn't think it's significant. He will not play Saturday in the preseason opener against the Texans. That's not a surprise. So I would imagine Andy Dalton's probably going to go a quarter, and then maybe Ian Book three quarters after that.
Yeah, or I could see Andy Dalton. You know, you never know. Do they have a play count or snap? Like how many?
Yeah,
snaps?
15, 10 how plays.
Yeah. So if you have a nice drive, you drive the team down. It's like a 12 play drive. Then you might not play again, Andy Dalton. Now, let's say you have a drive, you got a first down, you got a punt, then you bring it back. Then all of a sudden it could be like, you're playing a quarter and a half. So I think it's more the reps that you're taking. But, when you look at Ian Book, it could be that for sure all of the second half against the Texans, if not even in, depending on what Andy Dalton does, they're coming in the first half. You know, maybe sometime in the second quarter, mid-second quarter.
Or yeah, that's what I said. Andy Dalton start and then Ian Book three quarters after that. All those fans that are clamoring for more of Ian Book, you're going to see a lot of them Saturday.
And he's playing with a lot more confidence. He's more familiar with the offense. He's taking advantage, even the reps today. It's him and Andy Dalton. It's not Taysom Hill's not taking any reps at quarterback. He's trying to learn the tight end position and all how they could try and utilize him. But Taysom said, we talked to him today. He came and talked to the media. He still has a ways to go to learn how to be an NFL tight end and all the responsibilities that come with that, because they put a lot on Taysom's plate. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing about Taysom and all we're asking him to do. Christian, he can be like in two or three different meeting rooms. He can be with the running backs. He can be with the receivers. He can be with the tight ends. He can be with the quarterbacks. Because they're still going to run a variety of plays. Obviously, it's going to change week to week with the game plan. And it might be, all of a sudden that we're not going to be privy to this. We're not going to be at practice. And they might have, having success. Running that power play with Taysom at quarterback. Or, they might have him on the wing. And just running a different type plays and then, you know what, boy, they really think when Taysom's coming in that he's running. And then, all of a sudden, you're asking him to pass. Well, you have to at least practice passing the ball a few times. So there's a lot that they're asking Taysom to do. And he's – Christian, what is Connor? He's making about $11 million. Mm-hmm. So he's handsomely paid, considering, Swiss Army knife, what they're asking him to do. And again – the only thing that could hold Taysom Hill back not having success for this 2022 season would be he's hurt. And you might say, well, Bobby, that's any player. But no, and hopefully it's not the case. Taysom's been fortunate overall, I know, not as of late maybe, But he's been healthy in the NFL. Where he was not healthy while he was under the radar, he was hurt at Brigham Young. He was always hurt at Brigham Young. At BYU, he was hurt. That's why you didn't hear enough about him, because you look at playing at the NFL level, you're like, man, he must have been unbelievable in college. Well, he was, but he was hurt a lot. Well, that's what you want to avoid, because to me, if Taysom can play, he's a football player. He'll excel at
he
the
plays
high
with level. Reckless abandon, and yes. That's good and bad.
Yes, yes. He'll excel at a high level. The number one thing for him is just to be healthy.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrites.com. Just how interested are the Pelicans and Kevin Durant? Heard a report earlier today that, man, eye-popping deal the Pelicans would be willing to part with several guys. We'll talk about that with Ali next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Putting a pause on the Saints conversation for a second or two, Ali Cosell joining us now, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrites.com. And Ali, I heard a report today that kind of caught me off guard, but I want you to be able to tell me if it's nonsense or if it's real. But the report says that the Pelicans are interested in trading for Kevin Durant, and they listed four players, one of them being Brandon Ingram and three others that I forgot the names of. But is that accurate? Is that report accurate?
No, it's really not, and it hasn't been for some time to where if you hear Brandon Ingram's name, it's not legitimate. The Pelicans aren't going to be trading him away. I do know the Pelicans, just like pretty much any team, Christian, are interested in getting Kevin Durant, but, you know, for, you know, cents on the dollar, right?
Of course.
They don't want to trade, right, Brandon Ingram or somebody else, though. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know why these stories keep coming out. Seemingly it's been for the last 6 weeks or something like that. But, no, I think the Pelicans are committed, right, to Zion, which obviously they can't even trade right now, and Brandon Ingram, their future. As for other guys, they would deal them, but, of course, the Nets are looking for more than just, you know, some guys like, say, Herb Jones and future draft picks.
Okay, so You mentioned that they're interested in Kevin Durant. Who wouldn't be, right? So what would be, in Ollie's mind, and also just in fairness, what would be a trade you could live with? Assets that you would be willing to lose?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You got to get up to that salary. So obviously Brandon Ingram is and CJ McCollum make the most on this Pelicans team. So if you're not trading Brandon Ingram, by default, almost CJ McCollum has to go. And then you still have to add a couple more guys, making enough salary to where you can make the trade legal. And then on top of that, you need to throw in a bunch of talent. So honestly, it'd be like 5-6 guys you would probably have to deal away just to get one back. And, you know, even then, I know that Kevin Durant's one of the best players we've ever seen. I'll tell you what, just decimating this team just doesn't make any sense to me. So say it's Valanciunas and several other guys, or CJ McCollum and several other guys. Yeah, you can talk about this, but I'll tell you what, the Nets wouldn't go for it. So we might as well just not even play that game of charade.
Now, Ollie, what I don't understand, it seems like as of late, you look at James Harden, you look at Kevin Durant, that they have a contract and that, I don't know, they want to be happy in their mind. So they're not going to honor that contract with that particular team. Like, you know, when you play hardball with an organization, say, well, no, we're not trading you. Well, we just, you have to play here. You have a contract. But it seems like more than any other league that the NBA controls the league. I mean, the players control the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been like that for, you know, a good bit now, like the last 10 or so years, to where honestly the best stars, you know, the best players, I should say, the stars, the say top 10, top 15, top 20, they really do dictate, right, where they play, who they want to play with, and whatever allowances they ask for from teams. It's been like that for a while. I mean, I remember hearing back 10 years or so ago to when LeBron James was still with Cleveland, and he would fly, you know, on separate flights or be the guy that was allowed to bring additional family members on team flights when other players were not. You know, so that kind of just became the standard operating procedure, right, for stars in this league. And, you know, those allowances have just gotten bigger and better over the years from their perspective. And, yeah, it's not a good thing per se, but it's hard to argue, right? If you think about any other kind of business, to where if you're the best of the best, well, guess what? You can ask for pretty much anything you want because you're that rare breed that can do a certain thing that's very rare, right, in this world. So that's what these NBA players are, and they're just taking advantage, right, of a system that we've seen in America and other businesses work elsewhere.
Now, Ollie, when you look at, obviously, major market in Brooklyn, that's New York, then you got the Lakers. When you look at where they're at, and obviously LeBron and Kevin Durant, and, you know, you're talking about those players trying to control what's going to come about in the future. But isn't it, especially with the Lakers, you know, I guess they'd want the Lakers and the Knicks to always be relevant. Does that play a part in the NBA as far as the future popularity where, I mean, I'm just saying this, they'd much rather, let's say, like the Knicks or Lakers be relevant than the Grizzlies and the Pels?
Well, that's what I think, you know, I think even going up to the commissioner would like to see. Right, the big markets being competitive to where you're feeding those massive fan bases, you know, a good product to where they're going to tune in that much more. Because let's face it, when you have that big fan base and they're engaged, they're spending more money than anybody else, right?
Right.
So it just makes sense, right, for the sports popularity, for the merchants, you name it, any kind of business partners, for them to be successful. But here's the thing, though. It seems like when you're, first of all, when you're these big markets, they haven't had success in a long time. I mean, the Knicks especially. I can't remember the last time they were considered winners. But then when you also let these players now have all this power and all this authority, you're also giving them decision-making, right? So think of L.A., what you just mentioned, right, and LeBron James. I know that they won that championship in the bubble. But think about all those bad personnel decisions they've made before and since, but especially since. You're getting these players having a lot of input on deciding on these teams, and guess what? It's really not working. And it's kind of rare, right, to where you see a good player, or I mean a great player, like a superstar, go somewhere, help build a team, and for that team to be successful and win championship, you can't really even name just a single team to where that's happened, right? So
right.
I don't like it. Honestly, I don't like this trend. I'm hoping this trend will die just simply because of what we've seen, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough call. Let's face it. Look, there's 30 teams in the league. There's a handful of markets that are always going to be bigger and better simply because of the draw they have. As far as having these players single-handedly dictate terms, I hope that's going to become a thing of the past, because it just hasn't worked out at all for anybody, for the organization or for the player himself.
Now, Ollie, what right now, because we're so into, you know, the Saints training camp, getting ready to kick off the season and preseason, and just around the corner for the Pels also, what are, like, NBA players, in particular the Pels players, what are they doing right now in August? Is this downtime for them because you had the summer league and then you got training camp coming up and obviously the handful of preseason games before you start the regular season? Is this like the month you would say that is truly the down month for the NBA?
No, actually it's not.
Okay.
The down month is that first month. So when the season ends, whenever it's, say, if you don't make the playoffs and okay. the regular season ends, it's that first month. So it could be all the way back as far as May. But since the Pelicans made the playoffs this year, it was likely June. But since that time, they've been working. And I know from people I've talked to, they've been working hard in their games, their bodies, getting their bodies conditioned in terms of eating correctly. So now they're kind of hitting a peak to where their off-season training, they're at a level to where they're almost ready to enter training camp. And we're going to start seeing that, because I know a few of them, like Najee Marshall, for instance, has a clinic this week. But once they get past these next week or two, they're going to get together. And we're going to start hearing about these informal workouts before training camp starts, because these guys are gearing up for the next season. So, no, August for a lot of NBA players, this is a peak time of getting your bodies ready for the start of the season. All those vacations and
right.
eating whatever you wanted for a few weeks, that happened weeks ago.
Now, Ollie, you say eating whatever you want, but I think it has to be a lifestyle year-round for Zion, right? I don't know if he ever can take off, considering what we're expecting from him. So when will you get your first look-see on Zion and seeing where he's at heading into this season?
Yeah, well, remember, we saw Zion as soon as July pretty much hit, right? We saw
right.
him sign that extension. So he looked good then, and I've just been hearing nothing but good things since. To where this guy's really sticking to a diet. I talked to a chef a couple of weeks ago, his personal chef, and he told me that he's not even allowed cheat days, right, Zion? So that's rare. Usually you allow one of these athletes a cheat day once a week because they're eating so religiously for the other 6 days. But no, Zion doesn't even have that. So I'm expecting Zion, honestly, to look better than he ever has in the NBA uniform, right? I know when he came out of Duke, he looked pretty good, but then he injured, you know, his knee right away. And he never looked like that player we saw in Duke. I'm thinking we're going to finally see kind of the guy that we saw at Duke, to where not only on offense he was great, but
on defense,
right? He had all that energy. So I'm hoping that's who we see in about another month, month and a half's time.
Yeah, Ollie, that's what I wanted to ask you also, because to me, I've been, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but I guess he was, to me, sometimes as of late, even when he was doing awesome on offense, he seems like he was a liability at times on defense. Do you think that aspect of his game will improve? You know, whether it's, you know, rebounding or just out and out playing defense, blocking shots, whatever it might be, it just seems like I want to see an uptick there, because he was a monster on offense, but not so much defensively.
Yeah, Bobby, he's been generational on offense since coming in the league, but defensively, it's been anything but. And especially, I want to say, under Stan Van Gundy, both he and Brandon Ingram were honestly flat-out liabilities out there on the court, to where whoever they were guarding, or whether it came just to doing team concepts, doing the proper rotations and such, there was a lot of breakdowns. And you could point your finger at oftentimes at both of those guys. Well, I think that's going to be a thing of a past, just like it was with B.I. last season, right? B.I.
Right.
took so many steps forward last year. It wasn't just, you know, there goes ISO ball, I'm going to play within a team concept, but also defensively. I saw multiple efforts out of B.I. where he really gave a damn defensively, going up for rebounds, contested rebounds. I think we're going to see the exact same thing with Zion, because Willie Green is now the coach. He can get to these guys. On top of that, this team is filled with guys that just want to play with each other, to where, you know, under Stan Van Gundy, they didn't have that group in the locker room. They do now. So I think, without a doubt, Zion's going to just want to perform well everywhere and every minute he's out there on the court, just like we saw out of Ingram last year.
Ollie Gosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrights.com. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Ollie.
Yep. Have a good night, guys. Thanks.
All thanks, right. Ollie. Appreciate it. We'll step away and come back. K-Dog's Dogs is next. We'll also sound from Saints training camp. Sound from training camp, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, time now for K-Dog's Dogs, brought to you by Clear Claims Public Adjusters. Bobby, I'm going to go two, one on offense, one on defense. And you might roll your eyes at one of them. And I'm not saying that he's going to make the team specifically.
Well, you don't know if I'm going to roll my eyes until I roll them, right?
Dejon Dixon has made his plays. I'm not saying he's just like absolutely
blowing it
up.
No, I'm not going to roll my eyes because the limited amount he's been targeted, he catches the ball.
Mm-hmm. He's a big physical cat. Look, I think he's got a really good chance to, if nothing else, make the practice
squad.
Yeah,
that I can see them cutting him and he'll be a practice squad player. Or, you know, I don't see another team, the Saints cut him, and I say the Saints put him on the practice squad, some other team picking him up.
Yeah.
That's a developmental guy that, but good for him. He looks like he belongs out there, put it to you that way.
And then the other one is Alante Taylor, the second-round draft choice cornerback out of Tennessee. He is, by everything I understand, because remember, they got panned. The Saints got criticized. Oh, you drafted a special teamer in the second round? He's more than a special teamer is what
Hell
I
Hell yes. I mean, Alante Taylor, no, it's about a guy that could surprise some people. I'm going to tell you, Alante Taylor is going to have another hot take, is going to have immediate impact. I'm not saying as much, but it's going to have immediate impact very similar to Paulson Adebo. How are they going to utilize him? I'm telling you, he'll have that opportunity. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
All right, here we go. Sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Here's Coach Dennis Allen talking about Jameis Winston's injury update.
Jameis, you know, basically kind of sprained his foot a little bit yesterday. He's really day-to-day. I don't really think it's going to be that big of a challenge, but certainly, you know, we're going to make sure that we get him back healthy before we put him back out here.
Which foot?
Dennis Allen went on to say having the officials call penalties on plays that are too physical is beneficial.
Yeah, I would say, number one, I would say it's good to have the officials out here because you kind of see what, you know, there's some plays that there's some contact down the field that the officials let play out, and then there's some where you get called. So it's a good thing to have these guys out here because then you really have a feel for, okay, what can I and what can I do from a defensive perspective? And so we've been very physical on the line of scrimmage, and it's been productive for us. And it's good for us to test those boundaries and find out, you know, where that line is. And then certainly we got to know where the line is and not cross it.
Bobby, what have you seen out of tight end Adam Trautman this camp?
I thought he's caught the ball well. You know, he hasn't had the drops. Maybe one pass the ball came on him quick. But Andy Dalton threw an unbelievable pass, a tight window, and he dropped it. But he's caught the ball well. I don't know enough about at the point of attack him run blocking. You know, seeing a preseason game and when he has opportunity, you know, do they have confidence to run behind him? You're like, let's say he's alongside Ramchek and they do some kind of combo and trying to set the edge. I mean, I hope he could do that. You know who can do that is Nick Vannett. I think even Adam Trautman at his best, though, will not be as good a blocking tight end as Nick Vannett. Now, in the passing game, yes, he can excel that way. But I would say Adam, if Adam Trautman stays healthy, I'm not saying I'm not going to go out on a limb and say put him on your fantasy team this year like I did last year, because I thought the Saints want to utilize the tight end.
Yeah.
They want the tight end to be a big part of the offense.
It's an integral part of this offense.
Yes.
Has
now,
been for years.
Now, you have to have someone to take advantage of that opportunity. So I could see Adam Trautman, if he stays healthy, I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler, but he still can maybe get better, but he still won't be a liability. I think Adam Trautman, he'll have more games if he's healthy. And when I say more games, I'm not saying all 17, but maybe a couple of handful of games like he had against the Eagles until he got hurt. You know, off the top of my head, I want to say that game he had like 50, 60 yards receiving, and then he gets hurt. You know, but if he stays healthy, he's capable of having those type games. I don't know. So he plays 17 games, 10 or 11 times. He can have that, but he has to stay healthy.
All right, here's Coach Dennis Allen talking about Adam Trautman and making the jump from year two to year three.
I think a pretty significant jump. You know, I think he's really developing himself into that Y tight end role. He's probably one of our more well-rounded players just in terms of, you know, blocking the perimeter, you know, blocking on the edge, and also being a threat in the passing game. So I think, you know, I've seen some improvement, and hopefully we'll continue to have that. And I think one of the things why you see some of that is he's been healthy and been available throughout the offseason, now into training camp, and it's hard for some of these young guys that have injuries to really make the improvement that you want to see them make. And he's been healthy, and I think that's why you're seeing some of that.
Dennis Allen went on to talk about former Destrehan Wildcat Kirk Merrick, how he's standing out in camp.
Yeah, I've seen a player that gradually has kind of caught my eye. You know, probably early on in the OTAs, I don't think he caught the ball as well as I would have liked. But then after two or three days, the next thing you know, he's making all these sideline toe tap catches. And so he's a guy that's caught my eye. I like his ability to run after the catch. So, look, we'll see. We'll get him out here in some game action and see what he can do.
We've talked about him quite a bit, Bobby Kirk Merrick, the wide receiver. He makes his plays, too, and he's a dark horse to kind of make his team potential.
He would be the dark horse receiver. You look at the depth now we have receiver because, you know, when you look at it, obviously that was an Achilles heel. When you look at our wide receiving core last year, that wasn't fair to James. That wouldn't be fair to any quarterback because when you look at, we were counting Callaway to be the number one. Well, now he's number four. And then you even look at Tre'Quan Smith, and you had Deontay Hardy. Well, they're like 4, 5, and 6, where you look 1, 2, and 3, Michael Thomas. And then you got Landry. Then you got Chris Olave. So, I don't know.
Marquez Callaway after that.
So I was saying he's like went from first to like fourth, and there's nothing wrong with that. It just shows you the depth we have at receiver. So, it's just, you know, right place, right time. He'd be hard-pressed. Now, what he's going to do in special teams, look and see if he's the gunner or what he's doing on special teams against the Texans. But he's number 85, Kirk Merritt. He can get yards after the catch. So look and see what he makes. But I'd say out of all, like, Dixon and all the receivers, even like Aesop Winston, you know, what he's going to do in the return game. All that competition, that stiff competition, is going to be on the back end of the roster. And you have to be a special teams. You almost have to be the version at wide receiver of Dwayne Washington, the running backs. Dwayne Washington, if the Saints cut Dwayne Washington, he's making another NFL team. Not the practice squad. He's on the roster because what he does at the running back position, but what he does on special teams, he's going to be in the top four in tackles. He's going to be, three or four when all said and done in special teams tackles. So can you be a receiver that has those special teams tackles? Can you be the version now, and we talked to him, can you be the modern-day version on special teams, Courtney Roby? You know, Bradley Roby, his cousin, And, you know, Bradley Roby brought that up. Yeah. And he talked about his early days at the Saints. And
what a returner he was. And big part of that 09 Super Bowl championship team.
Yeah, that's like Esau Winston. He has to do something like that. Because I don't know if they're going to pay Deontay Hardy in the future. Now, Deontay Hardy wants to get paid. CeeDee Deuce wants to get paid. You cannot pay everyone. You have to pick and choose. That's why
you're not paying a quarterback right now.
Okay, yeah, and I can tell you in theory, though, if you're a GM, now they would never, Mickey Loomis, they would never admit to this, but what they really want, they want young guys to work out and play at a high level, and you don't have to pay them. They wouldn't want a younger version of Deontay Hardy all of a sudden come out of nowhere. So in the future, not this season, so you don't have to pay Deontay Hardy. They would want in the future someone to be on the level and productive as CeeDee Deuce and to be that gamer, that baller that he is, but you don't have to pay him. Now, I know where he was drafted, and he signed like Alante Taylor, but Christian, I think that draft pick, the more and more that I think of it, number 27, now it's not Malcolm Jenkins, it's Alante Taylor, that is more the Saints protecting themselves, not knowing really how the negotiations are going to go with CeeDee Deuce, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I want to provide a little bit of an insight as to why you're suggesting that the Saints might not want to pay Deontay Hardy. Here, tell me
but
if I'm wrong.
That's any NFL team.
I know, but I'm just explaining it.
Oh, okay.
So I think the way you can describe Deontay Hardy is he does have a unique skill set. However, that skill set is limited to one area and a half of his game. What I mean by that is he's a dynamic return guy. We talked about that, right?
Well, he was like unbelievable. His rookie year, he was like all pro.
But on offense, he gives you 10 snaps a game, and he can run the deep ball. He can run other routes, but he gets washed up a little. He gets washed around.
And he's also gotten hurt.
Yeah.
You got to be – that's what Cam Jordan – you don't mind paying Cam Jordan. That's why – I don't know what's going to happen with Davenport. That's another one. In theory, the Saints would want – Peyton Turner to kick ass so they don't have to pay Marcus Davenport. But that every team's dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know how you're trying to – that's why Mickey Loomis is it's like a fine art and he's done an outstanding job, but that has to continue. That has to continue along this decade. What you did with Sean Payton and all that the past, 15, 16 years, that's a good track record. Hey, but what are you going to do the next decade?
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah,
right?
Without a doubt.
More sound from Saints or from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Coming up, you'll hear Dennis Allen talking about the offensive line as he was questioned by our very own Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Dennis, where, like the younger guys, are, you want to see them getting better on the offensive line, like a Landon Young or a Throckmorton. Is it saying to you they're more confident now compared to when they came in last year?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think... look, and the great thing about playing O and D line is every play you're involved in. There may be some plays as a wideout or a defensive back. I might be on the backside, and so I'm not really involved in the play. But every play you really get to evaluate offensive and defensive linemen. So that's been good for us, and I think they're improving.
That was the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. That was Bobby Hebert Dennis Allen specifically about Landon Young and Calvin Throckmorton.
Yeah, because you take leaps and bounds, but your head could be swimming. Man, I'm in the NFL and you start like freaking out. I don't care if you're a giant. And Landon Young, you could be 6'7", 320. No, it's still intimidating because you're trying to learn what to do, and then you want it to be second nature, then you just look at the competition and who you're trying to block. We talked with Mike about this, you look in competition. When you go against someone in high school, you might not even see nobody, but you might see one guy. Whoa, that guy's a college player. And then even when you're in college, you might go against somebody. It's not week in and week out. It's not like every game. You might say, even if you had LSU and you look at the mighty SEC and all that, it's not going to be every weekend like it is in the NFL. The NFL, every weekend they got someone who could pass rush or who could bull rush in the middle. Now, in the SEC, I'd say that would be the toughest in college football. It might be if you have, let's say 12 games. It might be 7 or 8 out of the 12. Okay. You know, sort of that.
I was thinking 5.
But... Yeah. Well, it could say 50%, whatever.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, no, it is every week. So you better pack a lunch or you get embarrassed. And it's just a competition. So when you're going into their second year, like Throgmorton or Landon Young, you know, you feel more confident in what you're doing, and you know what you're doing, and you're getting, like, unbelievable coaching, and then all of a sudden, Landon Young, that makes him feel good about himself. Now, he wants to be the guy, but you know who he's behind? Ryan Ramczyk. Think of the responsibility, like, you know,
well, it's
of that.
A lot like, to be honest with you, it's a lot like Zach Strief when John Stinchcomb was here.
Without a doubt. And that's why, listen, you got to be secure in yourself. That you almost, even as a mature player and as a veteran, you have to be like a player coach. I did that like with Jeff George, where you can't be so insecure, like, oh, I'm not going to tell him the tricks of the trade. I'm not going to tell him anything. Well, I mean, come on. You should be willing, if you for the team, you should be willing to communicate that and make everyone the best they could be. And I think the Saints organization in the locker room, they do a great job of that. Andy Dalton is freaking unbelievable. Ian Book talked about that, how much Andy Dalton has helped him. That quarterback meeting room, it's unbelievable. How it's all for one for all.
Bobby, Trevor Penning, I watched the rep with him today against Taco Charlton and team. And earlier in camp, Taco beat him with an inside, with a spin move. He set him up to the outside. Trevor got leaning to his left, got off balance a little bit, and he was able to spin and get pressure on the quarterback. He tried the same move today.
And he got stoned?
He got stoned.
Yeah, you know, Trevor's probably thinking, man, when I was at Northern Iowa, I didn't see that move too often.
Right.
And then
but
all
when
of
he,
a sudden.
When he countered the swim, you could see how strong Trevor Penning is. He swallowed Taco Charlton. I'm not making a food reference here. I mean it. Like, he ate up Taco Charlton.
Yeah, and Taco Charlton, that's another one that has a lot to prove. I'll be interested to see, you know, what he's going to do. He's going into his sixth year at University of Michigan. You know, he's coming free from Pittsburgh. We all remember Dallas, I think, if I can remember, drafted him late in the first round, if I can recall.
Yeah.
Well, he never lived up to expectations. No, Taco Charlton, he needs to go against the Texans and get some sacks. Or he needs to go against Green Bay and kick butt against their line. You know, Taco Charlton, even though where he was drafted, he's trying to play for his NFL life and live up to expectations. So
he can't be a soft taco. He's
no,
be,
no, he got to
be a crunchy,
crunchy
taco.
Yeah, he needs to bring the crunch.
We're going to have fun with that name for the next couple weeks at least. All right, coming up next hour... Mark Herzlich, excuse me, NFL insider. We'll talk to him next hour. Also, our sit down with Paulson Adebo here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.